It's the nature of the business, you know. Fortunately and unfortunately, you know, we were expected to win a lot of games. It's a good thing, but when you don't win, you know, there's consequences. And there's always someone that you have to get rid of to start the process. And, you know, he was the first guy to go.
Did he tell you? Who told you guys that it was official?
He told us himself.
How did it go?
You know, he stood on his own 10 toes and talked to us like a man and basically voiced his appreciation for us as a team. And he just talked about the journey and enjoying the ride and kind of what I mentioned. You know, he put himself and this team in a position where we were expected to win a lot of games, and rightfully so. And because we didn't, you know, he got fired. So, you know, it was a very heartfelt moment. A lot of guys were shocked. But we appreciate the fact that he stood in front of us and did it like a man.
Was it emotional?
Yeah, it was emotional for everybody. You know, he was holding back tears. Guys in there were, you know, dropping their heads and kind of shrugging their shoulders with a look of confusion over their face. But it's a raw business, and this happens every single year.
You guys lost seven fourth quarter leads this year. Mm-hmm. How much of that do you think has led to this decision?
I'm pretty sure it had a lot to do with it. You know, just a lot of the mistakes in general. Just us not capitalizing at certain moments on in each game. But, you know, I'm a player. I wear my jersey proudly. So, you know, I love taking responsibility. And I'm pretty sure you talk to most guys in here. You know, I think a lot of that fell on our shoulders. But, you know, as a guy who's running the show, you know, usually that's the first person they're going to criticize. And when it's time to make decisions, that's the first person they're going to look at. And in this case, you know, Jim was the first guy to go.
Have you talked to Jim since the announcement?
No, he walked out. And the meeting ended, and we did our end-of-the-season voting. And I walked in here, so this is as immediate of a reaction you're getting.
Did any players speak up during the meeting, or was it just Jim?
It was just the coaches meeting, yeah. It was just him. It was just a regular team meeting. Nobody knew what was going on. We just thought it was an exit meeting, and he made the announcement.
What do you think he could have done better during his time here?
I'm not a coach, so I really can't pinpoint that. I just know that we could have played better.
Wait, what was he successful at doing during his time here?
He was successful at motivating us and putting us in positions to win. Most of the games we lost, there are physical mistakes that we made as players. So he did a good enough job to put us in position to win. We just didn't win enough games.
I know this is very quick, Nate, but a lot of people will ask what type of coach this team needs. What type of coach do you think this team needs?
I have no idea. You know, I'm glad I'm not in a position to make those decisions. You know, I just show up and play ball. That's the extent of my job here. So if I knew that answer, then, you know, I'd be wearing a suit instead of a jersey.
How did the players take it in that meeting?
I think everybody was pretty shocked. You know, we had no idea. We walked in just thinking it was an exit meeting, and he made the announcement. So the guys were a little shocked. I mean, at the end of the day, when players are cut, guys are emotional. And it's the same thing with a coach, you know, especially for some of these guys that were brought in, like myself, through free agency, guys that are drafted. You know, he's family, you know, and he has a family. So anybody that gets fired is tough in general. And then a guy that you ride or die with, a guy that has faith in you, you have faith in him, and now all of a sudden he's out of a job. Now, I got a good feeling he'll be okay. He'll land on his feet. He's a great coach. He's pretty ingenious when it comes to defensive schemes. I really think that he's going to be okay, but it's just the initial shock of somebody getting fired is always tough.
Nate, you said it was emotional. Was Schwartz emotional? Is that what you were talking
about? Yeah, he was a little choked up, just like everybody else was. You know, everybody was glancing around the room just trying to figure out, you know, what just happened. And, you know, he continued on with the announcement, you know, and spoke about how proud he was. You know, he made some good points. You know, it's tough that we didn't win games. But you know what? He put this organization in a position where winning games was an expectation, whereas years ago that wasn't. It was just okay for the Lions to contend. Now it's not okay. So even though he got fired, I hope that people give him credit for that, for bringing back this organization and helping the Detroit Lions be relevant again.
What do you think all this means for your future?
I don't know. You know, I was talking with somebody as I was leaving the meeting. You know, I could easily be next. You know, it's part of the business. You know, a new guy comes in who's not that familiar with me, or just, you know, would rather have young blood coming in at this position. We got young guys here who are cheaper and they're playing really well. So I'm okay with that. You know, I've been in a position where I was a young guy, making less, hungry, you know, trying to earn a spot on the team. So we'll see. Like I said before, I would love to retire in a Detroit Lions uniform, but, you know, it is what it is. I definitely enjoyed the ride. I enjoyed this team, and I enjoyed the coaching staff, and you guys as a media have been great, you know, to me, even through all the injuries and craziness and chaos. So we'll see what happens. You know, I'm going to just go home, enjoy this little break, work out, get prepared for a season as I always do, and then let the decisions be made.